The Meals on Wheels program provides meals to the elderly in Sioux Falls. You have to be 60 years or older to be part of the program. It is a part of the Older Americans Act. We receive some funding through that, through the federal and state government, to help provide these meals to these people, because they're a lot of them are of greatest economic need, and it provides that one meal a day that is giving them really good nutrition, meeting a third of their recommended dietary intake for the day, and that might be the only meal they get during the day.
How big of an area do you cover? Is it just Sioux Falls?
Our program actually covers Sioux Falls and the surrounding area, so we actually go into the 5-county area around us.
How many? Any idea how many people you serve? Ballpark figure, maybe?
Boy, last year we put out 220,000 meals project-wide.
5 days a week, 7 days a week?
It's 5 days a week. Yep, Monday through Friday, they would get a fresh, hot delivered meal in that noon hour delivered to them from one of our volunteer drivers. Another thing that our program offers is the volunteer driver, they might be the only face that that person sees that day or even that week. So that's another thing that our program offers these people who are receiving benefit of our program.
And where is the food prepared?
It's prepared at Active Generations.
How is this program funded?
Partly through the federal government and state government. We receive monies through them underneath the Older Americans Act. And then we do ask our clients for a donation to help cover the rest of the cost of the meal. If they cannot donate towards the meal, we do not make them pay. They will receive a meal regardless. Then we do a lot of fundraising and work with the United Way to help make up the cost for those people who cannot pay. The menu that we served is served to our Meals on Wheels clients, and then we have congregate dining too, where they can come in and eat at our center. And then we have Burnside Bingo that people can come in and eat at there, and two Hy-Vees in town, the one on 10th Street and the one on 49th and Louise. Those are also congregate centers where meals are served.
Who is eligible to take advantage of these Meals on Wheels?
As far as Meals on Wheels, 60 and older, and you have to be relatively homebound. So not able to get out and do driving, grocery shopping, those types of things.
And how do I get in touch with you if I want to be on Meals on Wheels?
Go ahead and call our office, the Meals on Wheels office, and the number is 333-3305.
And, of course, you have to have drivers to get the food to your clients.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that end of the program.
Yes, we have 21 routes that deliver roughly 320 meals a day. So those 21 routes need a driver 5 days a week, and we are in need of drivers.
And what kind of qualifications do you need to be a driver?
A valid driver's license, have a really great personality, and have a servant's heart.
How do I get involved if I want to be a driver?
Go ahead and just call the Meals on Wheels number again, 333-3305.
And I am paying for my own gas? Are you paying for my gas?
It is strictly volunteer, okay. So you're doing everything out of the goodness of your heart. I used to be a volunteer driver for Meals on Wheels a number of years ago, and it is so rewarding, and you get more out of it than what you're going to put into it.